All right, so you're here. Well, I normally wouldn't do this, but when I work tomorrow Sunday, I ain't even got Lions to watch tomorrow. I ain't even got the Lions to watch tomorrow, but this is spinning breakfast with you. With me, man. It's me. But one of these days, you probably have to use my real name, you know. I mean, if I could ever get this done and get this thing that I'm really going to work for. I might have to come back and use the real name, you know, because, you know, for legal reasons. Legal reasons there. But for today, I'm still Bigfoot Holmes. So I'm okay. I'm medically okay. But I figured out, I was on a big video thing today. I was celebrating it was a win. It was more of a loss. I was celebrating more of a team losing. So, yep. We'll be right back with the show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Something. It should be entertaining, to say the least. We'll be right back. All right. So, I was puffing on that big cigar. I feel like I must be a Tate. I was puffing on a cigar. While I'm telling everybody else they're fat, out of shape, and they do the wrong things. They put bad things in their body. Hey, man, I don't know. Cigars are, they're fine, actually. But you guys seem to be smoking them all the freaking time, though. They always are walking around with a cigar in their hand, these two guys. That seems like you're smoking a whole, like, your whole cigar. You're smoking, like, four cigars a day. Are you inhaling them? Because if you're inhaling, something's going on in your body. That can't be good. That can't be... But you're going to blast a guy for having a soft dick and, being fat and, being on an antidepressant. And you're claiming it's because, he's going to drink a pop. And he's going... I was listening to like 3 seconds to the guy, and I was like, this guy is seriously emotionally disturbed and distressed. Okay, he doesn't know what he wants in life. He'll take anybody that'll talk to him and listen to it. It happened. That's what happened to him. But now he'll never get to your side because you guys just want to sit there and do that to him. So that's this Keith guy. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. But what I saw was just a bunch of two bullies. They're two bullies is what it was. And these were bullies, because I didn't even think bullies existed, I didn't think anything ever was. You know, basically, because, you know, I saw another video today, which I'll use the bully term. I don't like to use it at all, you know, but I thought they died because that guy said if there was bullies around there, I'd come to their door and kill them. Who is that guy? He was on Joe Rogan's show once. I think he was with Brendan Schaub. The kid, man. Brian Callen, yeah, you know. I didn't think bullies existed anymore because of that. He threatened them all and said he was going to come to their doors and kill them all. So they basically, you know, I don't like to say them. I didn't think they were around, but those are two bullies. Those are two just bullies. Those are two bad boy bullies. That's all I thought. That's all I saw. That's what I said. I don't know. Oh, so they can get laid. So what? The one guy's got a kid. Well, does your kid really like listening to you? You want to listen to your talking there, little genius dude? Because you're so IQ and smart. You have a kid, and apparently you must have been with a girl. They had the kid, right? He didn't just appear magically a whipping wop. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're just partners and they adopted him. Maybe that's not Tate brothers. Maybe that's just Tate couple and their partners. I don't know. Where are these women at? Because if I was a woman, I would probably never touch you, either of you. So that's all I'm saying. I wouldn't. So maybe that is it. Maybe that's the whole thing there. Maybe it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing. But my thing is, I'm going to fight him, too. I want to fight Andrew Tate, too. I don't give a shit if he was a kickboxing guy, okay? I saw him kickboxing. I thought kickboxing was a joke, because that's what I thought. Look, if you think you're a kickboxing world champion, you had to go to another country to do it, and you were doing that, and it was like a country that only had like five people in it, and they were shipping you around to the other countries where they had two people in them, and they were calling themselves countries, and you were fighting the toughest person in those countries, there wasn't a lot of options, and you were beating them. So, yeah, it was really good. I mean, good job, okay? Or if you were doing kickboxing here in America somehow, you came over here and you were doing something cool like that in America, doing like amateur kickboxing somewhere like that and doing all that cool stuff, and you ended up doing world titles, and you were, you know, you must be really good too, right? It could have been something like that, right? I don't know these things. I don't know anything about this guy. I thought he was banished from stuff, I guess, but, you know, nobody's banished from anything anymore. Because we're all back. And, I guess, I don't know. We're all back, but yet, my stuff doesn't exist, because you can just I see what they're doing, and they just show us, they flaunt it right to your face on what they must have bought this Klein's guy's content. I'm not kidding. They had every single picture he'd ever taken on his phone. They had every single profile he'd ever been logged into. They had every single porn thing he'd ever seen. all shopped up in a big thing, and then they went right at his dad. They said, look at his dad watches. And it's a whole thing. That's pretty weird, man. That's quite weird. I want to kick his ass, and I will train now a little bit harder than I normally would have to have to kick your ass, because I really would like to kick his ass, and I'm done with the Phil Brooks. Actually, you know what? How about Phil Brooks and I take you two on the tag team match? I think Phil Brooks might be better than these two. He's starting to seem like a good guy if he's compared to these two. At least he keeps his mouth shut about stupid stuff. And if he doesn't like you, he just doesn't like you, and then he's tell you. That's about it. So, and he happened to be in pro wrestling, and it just didn't make no sense. Other than that, I don't know. And he thought he was gonna fight. And then when he went out there for his last fight, he just looked like crud and shit. And I'm like, this is a joke. This is a joke. This guy just got paid that much money to do a sport that I have entrenched my whole life to, okay? I gave my life to this sport. I don't even watch boxing anymore. I don't, okay? That's how deeply entrenched and enthralled I am in MMA. I can't even watch any other combat sport anymore. Unless it's like a Muay Thai or something cool. I saw some kind of sand fighting that they did out there that Michael Bisping was throwing out one time. That's pretty cool. That's different. But even other organizations, it's good. Because there's so many other MMA organizations and promotions you go out there and you can find other people. It's pretty cool. So I don't know, man. I don't know, but they just seem like scumbuckets. They just seem like scumbuckets. That's what they seem like. And they're flaunting themselves. They're like they're so cool. I don't get it. Why is nobody wanting to you keep saying he wants to, this guy keeps saying he wants to fight people, then they don't want to fight. Why? Because maybe he literally seriously is a serial killer badass. He probably is. I've seen him in all these fights. He's knocking guys out. He's undefeated or something. World champ. I don't know, I'm not saying he's not a bad fighter or nothing like that, but I still kick his ass, because I'll find a way to kick his ass, because I think deep down, he's all talk and full of shit, because that's why he never got to the big dance. That's why he's not at the big dance then. If you were at the big dance, with all these great skills, you know what he's going to do now? Oh, he's already done it to me anyway. He must be. Anybody that says anything bad about him, it comes probably right onto him, because that's how good he is with this stuff. I'm learning it. That's pretty cool. I don't go and flaunt anything that I'm learning, because I haven't learned it yet. So, but when I learn something new, like, it's pretty cool. I was doing some coding stuff. I'm Penguin. Pretty cool stuff, man. And then I had to delete it because I'm pretty sure I got some developer started getting back on my shit again and started downloading some weird-ass shit on my freaking thing again. Why, when you do that, can all of a sudden 8 other networks open up on it and people are all around there just putting some weird-ass shit right? I don't know. I had to get out of it. I don't like it. It's weird, okay? I don't understand what's going on. But anyway, I was playing around. I actually put a code in, and it was like doing some crazy schnikes. It was awesome. It was cool. And then I typed in like a little coding, and all of a sudden, like a whole screen of whole new pages and all browser links and all this crap set up and shot down. It was pretty freaking cool, man. But I don't know what to do with it. But I'm only basically just a guy who's just dabbling. These people obviously know everything about everything, okay? Because you just had a screen up there. I'm not talking like a little baby screen, like a computer screen. I'm talking like a freaking 78-inch television screen. They had 2 of them. And then they had, that's what I'm saying. And they're smoking cigars, and they're running the rundown on this guy who's apparently depressed, fat, and overweight. Fat, depressed. He's on antidepressant pills, and he drinks soda pop, and he's just sad. He's a sad human being. Right now, okay? And he's listening to the wrong people because he probably has nobody else in his corner anymore because he said stupid stuff and you guys are attacking him like bullies. I don't know. That could be how it works. You want to talk to him like a human being and pull him to the side and maybe treat him well or maybe treat him wrong right to his face as a side and do that. But this is just not right. And what are you going to lead him to? You went after his dad? At least one of them at least said, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that. I don't know, they both sound kind of alike. Those little two partners over there, they sound kind of alike, so maybe they're brothers, but I'm thinking they're more partners. And I think that they're talking about whether they have a kid, so maybe I'm just guessing that they have adopted a kid. I don't know. But I bet if that's the case, then he probably already trained him to be some rugrat or her to be some rugrat bully anyway, so. They're probably in the playground right now kicking the shit out of everybody. With your karate skills that you know. Well, not kickboxing skills, you guys know. You guys are lethal weapons with hands. You kill them. I read it. I've seen it. I know. I know this. I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you can't rip somebody's head off and break it in half. Or somebody's back and just snap it. I'm not saying any of this stuff about this Andrew Tate. I'm not saying he can't do any of that stuff, but I'm still saying I'm still fighting him. I want to. I got to. And I have to now. This is a mission for me to have to, because somebody's got to do it. Somebody's at least got to take a shot at this. I don't know, man. What is, we mean him look like the same. I think we're the same age, actually, yeah. I think we are. And I thought this guy was like this. We go pick on guys 12 years. Oh, my God. He's only a year. You're younger than you. That guy's like, you're younger than me? Oh, my God. Looking fat. Fucking cold. Oh, my God. I'm depressed. Well, yeah. Life happened to him, man. Life happened to him. And now he's got these two bullies rug-ratting him. Because you say stupid stuff. And he went on his thing and said something about you. And now you're saying something bad. It's got a bad situation, a bad system. And I'm involved now. And you never want the Bigfoot involved. That's all I'm saying. You don't want the Bigfoot involved, because now he's involved and he's entrenched. And now he gave Mr. CM Punk a pass. He's going to let him go back to WWE or just get the hell out of professional wrestling forever and go do whatever the hell he's going to do with life. Okay, because AEW's fine. They're way better without him, actually. It's like a night. I called it when it happened, and that's what happened. I said, that's so weird that he came back. When he came back, he went to WWF, E first. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he was back in AEW. I'm like, they did a pre-trial run on AEW to see how he was going to do with that broadcast before we brought him on this thing, and they figured out, well, we can't really, we're not going to be able to sell the fact that you're going to be able to win a wrestling match anymore. Punk, we're not going to be able to sell the fact that you're going to be able to win a wrestling match as a top dog. And he goes, I am the top dog. I am the top dog. I'm always the top dog. He says, you're not the top dog anymore. Bobby Lashley literally is no top dog anymore. Nothing, but I think he's lost the MMA fight, right? Nobody's ever really seen. He was doing MMA. That's all I know. He was doing MMA, and he never made it to the UFC like Brock Lesnar or nothing. He was doing, you know. Jake Hager started doing MMA. Never made it like a Brock Lesnar and never won a world title belt. And those biggest organization ever, so they didn't really make it as well. They don't really do well, right? They're not top dogs in wrestling anymore. But Punk has to be the top dog in wrestling, and that really, WWE probably was like, well, that's not going to work. So go over to AEW guy and mow him, because they'll let you be the top dog. And what happened? What happened? And the show went down. I'll get back into what I'm talking about, because I'm just trying to break this whole thing down. I'll come back and get this all written down, put it back, but I was a little jacked and hacked and backed and macked. And we'll be right back in a second, okay? Just a second. I'll be right back. I swear to God, I'll be right back, because I got to get this gone, done. It's late in the morning, too, and oh, man. Late in the morning. Does that even make sense? Chance and morning? Gosh, you can already tell that I'm already slurring my speech price. Really bad, so... It's a real good night. It's Bigfoot Holmes night. It's a Bigfoot Holmes mess. And it's going to be a Bigfoot Holmes massacre here coming back in 1 second. All right, so we're here. I'm going to explain something real quick. I'm the Punk. I'm done with that now. I was just trying to explain why he may have been an AEW. Because WWE gave the feeler out. He was on there, and then I'm guessing they heard they wanted to see some comments, see what people were saying about him. Like what real things are saying, not the bot thing where you just... paying this Google thing, and all of a sudden you got Google bots all over, right? And not that, we want to see what real human beings are saying about him, and they found out, yeah, he can't be he's telling us he's going to have to be the world champion. We're telling him, you know, if you're going to do that, it's going to be like in about like 6 or 7 years from now. About 6 or 7 years from now, dude. But it ain't going to be tomorrow. Definitely ain't going to be tomorrow. Especially now that Mike Jackson just got his face knocked in, too. The last guy that just beat him just got his, like, literally got assassinated. It was one of the most brutalest knockouts I've ever seen in my life. And that was the last guy, like, literally, it was bad. It was the first round, and that was the last guy to ever beat that. Well, they no contest to somehow. I don't know exactly what happened there. Not too sure what happened. But that's what happened. So I'm back. I'm off of that. I'm on this now. I'm on this cat. I just want to know why you want to be so mean to people, man. I get it. They canceled you, man. I got they canceled you. Why does this guy want to be so mean? And why are you doing that? Because that's just shady. That's shady. Because what are you doing with the screen? What are you two brothers doing with that screen? That's just shady, man. I know people do that. I like to think that it might not be these guys that are just, that you see there, but that's how they got there. That's how you get to this part, and that's how you get to this point. You are doing what you're doing. You're seeing what everybody's doing in their lives. That's not cool, dude. That is not cool. You really think that guy's going to take that picture of himself naked and you guys have it? They have a picture of this guy naked. He's sending you a picture of himself naked, or he posted himself a picture of himself naked somewhere. No, he probably took himself a picture of himself naked. You hacked into his phone. You took the picture because that's the only possible reason I could think you have that picture. You guys are... I want to fight this guy so bad. You don't even know. Like, this is where I'm going to get next. If I come on here and rant and spant and wamp, like, I want to fight somebody like that and I could do this. Can you go back in the day of when I used to do things like this? I can't get myself motivated to go do a hard workout if I have nothing to look forward to. If I have nothing at the end line that I'm doing anything for, I cannot do this. I don't care to do it. I don't want... Why? I've been there, done that. I don't need to do this for no reason. I've been there, done that. At 5 years old, I was at a wrestling tournament winning a first place championship, okay? I'm just telling you this because that's who I am. That's RW for you, okay? Cash, though. Gotcha? You get that? Got it. But that's him, and that would probably be the guy who would be fighting this person. You drive your whole life, you work your whole life for something, okay? I'm working for the state title, working for the state championship, state championship, state championship. Finally got the state championship, yes! Now I'm on to college. I'm going. I'm wrestling, and then I get to college, and I'm like, I'd rather drink. So I started more drinking than looking for girls and not wrestling. So I've got focused off, and I... track record went down and my whole life went to shit. Y'all know this story if you want to. You can find it out. It's public record probably of the whole story of RW. But hey, that's cool. That's him. But the guy today is a guy who doesn't do any of that bullshit anymore. He comes on a podcast, spouts his mouth off. Yeah, but that's... he picks fights like crazily. But that's because he's been watching the UFC. He's been involved in the UFC since the UFC started. Day number one. Well, I don't know. When did Dan Severn start fighting in the UFC? I don't know, but he was... that's... you want to go to the story? Because that's basically, since I've been around, it was before that. Because my dad was the one, like I said. He's shaking his head in the car ride home going, I don't know why he thinks he's going to fight. He's crazy. That's all he was saying. He's like, we were in agreement that we didn't think he was going to beat Hoyce. But we wanted him to win. We were big... yeah, Dan's gonna be... tell Dan, yeah. I hadn't talked to Dan much when I was a little kid, but my dad was like, he probably pumped him, so yeah, he'd win. But he, you know, he saw, he knew it. My dad was a trained military guy. He knew submission stuff. He was out in other places. He knew these things. So he was kind of thinking, what this guy's doing, and whatever he's doing, I already know what's gonna happen because I just saw what he did to these guys, other guys. I don't know. Dan, have you been watching this? Dan had a hell of a career, so don't worry about that or nothing. But there's a fight that he came in. I mean, he got in the tournament, got Hoyce Gracie and everything like that. It was all cool. Actually, I believe he won the championship when everybody got knocked out that year. He won the championship, everybody got knocked out, and then he had to fight Hoyce next year or something weird like that. You know, when everybody just, Hoyce Gracie, or Ken Shamrock said, I don't want to fight. I actually forgot this even happened. Now I remember. I'm like, yeah, he did do that. That is pretty funny. He withdrew because he was... I want to fight. I came here to fight him. I didn't get in to fight him. Why would I want to fight? I'm done. I don't fight for money. That's what he was doing. Obviously, we knew Ken Shamrock wasn't in it for... he was already like a Hollywood flash somehow. The guy literally would go in a fight and he had a makeup person or sweat artist to put dab some makeup on him and make sure the sweat and lighting was all good on his face. And he had, you know, and then he was good to go as soon as he went in the cage. It was so weird. I don't know what the hell is going back on in those days. Is this one Tate? No, more the same age. Yeah, he could have been. Yeah, Tate seems... one of them said they were like 42 or 43, so he's probably reminding me like a Quincy Rice. Hey, if you were talking to like that Quincy Rice has passed away, you would literally think he would kick your head right off the top of your throat. Yeah, he... that guy would have kicked your head off you. He would throw you down too, and he would choke you right out too if he had to. His fists were furious. Also, I mean, he would throw you, he'd control you, he'd do everything. He was judo master, or something. I don't know, black belt. Does he ever get black belts in that? I don't know, but he was nothing, none of the sort, none of it at all. He's passed away by now, and it's just awful. But he has everybody convinced in Michigan, in that area, that he was God. And I'm like, no, he's not. He was training in there when we were in school. He trained there when we were in school. I didn't do it. My buddy, my partner, practice partner, literally hurt him in practice one day in a wrestling, and the guy left, and he didn't show back up ever again when we were in there. Ever again. Quincy never was back in there ever again after Drew beat the living piss out of him that day. Okay, yeah, got it. But everybody is in the world is scared of him because of what he said and what his credentials may have claimed. Okay, so see where I'm going with this? See where I'm going with this? Now, you tell me you agree to this. If somebody can get this to somewhere else, if anybody's listening to this, please just somehow find this out. Give them the name RW. Mention Dan. I'll even let Dan come and do a little bit of workout with me. And I'll maybe use it if you'd like to do that. I don't know. I have it all in my head right now. I kind of sound stupid. But I just, these guys are pissing the frick out of me, man. They have pissed the frick out of me. I've done a whole podcast on it. And I just, they're bullies. Yeah, bully, I'm going to, you know, beat me. You might knock my face right in. I got it. But at least I did this, and I can't. It's not going to eat at my head anymore. Because I don't care if he beat me or nothing. I got to put my hands on him at least once. I have to. It's one of those things where you got to put your hands on somebody once just because you're like, this is just, you're wrong. You're wrong, you're horrible, you're not a good person. So I have to do this. It's like, that's weird, right? Is that weird? Is anybody listening? If you're listening to me, that's how I am. That's what yeah. Yep. Let's move on. So that's how that goes. That's that show and that's that story. But you're doing all that and a big motion screen, you're smoking little cigarettes. I'm here. Paul saying ain't fighting you. Well, you got a guy. I ain't got no money. I ain't putting no money up. But we can fight for a pile of money. I guess. I don't know if you want some prize. I don't care. Let's have a prize. I just need to get my hands on this freaking dude, but legally. Because I will not go back to jail. I will never go back there again. I do not do anything like that again. I do not want to be back there. I don't belong there ever. Okay? What they do to you in there is just horrible. Okay? Nobody belongs in there unless you belong in there. That's what I'm saying. Cain Velasquez. I hope he doesn't ever have to go back in there. He's out fighting his case now, but he was there long enough, I think. Good gosh, yeah, but hot, but what about all the good things he's ever done in his life? Yeah, that day, and that, I think he's okay. Gosh, eye for an eyeball here, man. As long as you don't, like, do anything to little kids, and kill somebody, and you know, like that, yeah, I don't get it. Or do a humongous heist on people, or just crash, like, a FTX account or something like that. If you crash a whole banking system while millions of people have their money in it. I mean, that's pretty shady, crappy shit, too. So, yeah, you die, too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're stealing kids and trafficking them, that's sick, and you're selling them for sex, that's wrong. You're horrible. You should probably have died, too, but they got that guy. They broke his neck. We think that's what he was doing. We don't know. Yeah, that's what they said he was doing. But I'm telling you, you can do so many freaking weird things these days, man. You can manipulate everything anymore if you know what these guys were doing in there. How do you know this stuff, man? And how do you have this stuff, and why do you have this stuff, and what's the big point? What is this guy ever going to do to these two? What would he possibly do? Because he said bad words to them? You sons of bitches, dude. I don't care. Your mom must have raised you and said, yeah, you are a son of a bitch. I'm just saying, somebody raised these two little bonehead, scrum-ass bitches. Somebody raised them, so it's got to be a son of a bitch. Got to be. Because I don't know who the hell raised these two to act like this, okay, about everything, or sex. You know, some people might actually would like to have a relationship with a woman. They don't care about just all the sex. I get you have to have, your sex is a part of life. It's a natural thing. Yes, I get that, but there's more to that, okay? There's more like connection, okay? If you feel like you have a connection with somebody, you're not out at the club trying to just get laid. Maybe some guys went to the club thinking, I don't know, man, I did. I don't know. I wasn't going to the club so I can get laid. I was like, maybe I'll meet a girl to go on a date with or something. I asked a girl out. I don't know. That's how I did it. I didn't go to girl clubs. I don't know, man. That's right. That was me. I just didn't know where else to meet them. Jeez. Not like a big social butterfly or nothing. I definitely don't go to church right now. Because they won't let me. They won't have me. They won't have me anymore right now. Because when I get in there, I get angry and I cuss and I curse and I say bad things and I wear a hat. And for this moment in time, they're still I'm still wondering about the hat thing. Why can't I wear my hat in there? Why can't I? I have bald in the back of my head, okay? And I have these glasses and just look better with a hat on. And I've got like a brown spot on my head now from, you know, like a little freckle. It's like a freckle and it's just confusing me. And I want to fight these guys now. Now I got to fight them. If I can get a date, sign me up. And I'm telling you, then I have something to work for. And you, I won't disappoint myself. I'm not going to disappoint myself. I might disappoint everybody else, but I'm not going to disappoint myself. I know that. I know that for a fact. Never have, never will. If I was doing something like that, never disappoint myself. The time I was about to disappoint myself, I walked off the mat and said, I'm quit. Boom. I did. Coach Steve said, why don't you take a break? I said, I'm sick. I'm about to disappoint myself. I have nothing left. This guy's about to pin me. And I don't get pinned. I quit. I walked off. He said, you're winning the match like 5-1. I said, I can't breathe, dude. I have been sick. I haven't practiced all week, coach. All week. And I made weight because I was sick. And I'm here wrestling because I was feeling better today. And I'm beating the kid. And I can't breathe. I can't function. He's like, you have like 2 minutes, man. Next time you have 2 minutes. I said, I don't care. I'm done. I walked off. And then basically I wrestled one more tournament and I never wrestled again. But that was it, you know. Crazy thing is that dude gets in the next match and beats... He freaking beats the number two ranked guy in the freaking country the next match. That was also the other thing, too. I'm like, damn, I'm beating this other guy 5-1. I got to wrestle that guy next, too. And I'm sick. And I don't know if I can hold this on. He's going to pin me. I don't know. Your head works. That was dumb. That was a stupid thing to do. And I was on scholarship. And I really just looked like a freaking fool, didn't I? Yeah. But that's how life goes. You do foolish things. Foolish things happen to you, and then you do good things later, and then maybe some good things will come back. So that's how I look at it, and that's how I'll do it. So, like today, like come on, Ohio State got beat today, yes, and you know they did. Michigan beat them. Michigan beat them up and down the football field, up and down the after the first half. It was second half, they beat him up and down the football. Oh my gosh, it was ugly. It was a massacre. It was a massacring, and it was so beautiful to watch. It was so beautiful. They were crying. I'm like, you lost 2 years in a row to Michigan now. The coach is worried about his getting fired. He's like, I don't know what's going to happen now. You can't just lose games. I'm like, it was their first game they lost this year. They lost one game last year, and they were both to Michigan. And now he's worried about getting fired. That is so freaking cool. That is so freaking cool. Because they were talking about firing Jim Harbaugh when that was the only team that could beat him. And the thing about him is, he's going to go off the rails. So I don't think Jim Harbaugh is, like, really in agreement with, like, what all Michigan does at their university, like, politic-wise. I wouldn't think that. I don't know. He seems like a very holy Christian, is what he seemed like to me. Personally, he's got this running back on the team that was, like, all about Lord. I think he was talking to me, actually, or Mr. Sonnen, or the actual God. But he gave all props to Lord, his Lord and Savior. His Lord and Savior is what he said. But he never finished it. He didn't finish with, like, Jesus Christ or anything like that. He just said, his Lord and Savior. So it could have been anybody. Could have been the Lord Son. It could have been the Lord Bigfoot Holmes. I don't know when it's, okay? But I'm thinking it was cool. It was pretty cool. It was pretty damn cool. And that was a backup running back to the best running back in the country. Boom. You don't think that's going to happen? I said that, dude, they got this. Michigan's got this guy, Blake Callum, I guess. Is that his name? Callum? I see how much I watch Michigan. I'm not a big Michigan fan. I'm not. I want Ohio State to die and crush and melt. I don't like them. I think they're Ohio. Whatever. I don't know. You're born in Michigan. You just, for some reason, you can't get on Ohio State bandwagon. So, maybe because you're cheaters. You're cheating all. They were paying their football players all these years, right? Geez, Jim Tressel can't even coach in the end and anywhere anymore, okay? He can't even coach, okay? Okay, Jim Tressel can't even coach, okay? He had, like, three of our coaches fired because he was running a muck shot to us. They hadn't beaten Ohio State in Ohio State since 2000, okay? And that happened today. And they're crying two times. And this day thinks he's going to get fired? Well, good. Well, good. How do you like it? How do you like it? Oh, how do you like it? I like those apples. And here's an apple for you. That running back, whoever the... Blake Corum, right? I don't know, but he's out. He got hurt. He had two carries, so he got hurt. But if you don't think they had a backup guy behind him, because that's how good Corum is. And that offensive line, obviously. But this cat is flash, hash, and mash. Number 7, dude. This cat is runner, dude. He had 200-some-odd yards, but he was Holy shmikey mikeys. Holy shmikey maka moozles. That cat can go, and he's a backup. That's how good their starter is. I'm telling you, the starter is going to have at least 1,000 yards in the NFL, at least 1 or 2 years. He's got hurt. That's the thing. That's what I'm wondering now. He already got hurt in college here. So he got injury already. So tough job, tough sport. That's a sport that's tougher than shit. Okay, I mean, to get in the NFL, I can't imagine how tough those freaking NFL players are, because that's grueling stuff, man. They get paid pretty well for it, though. So, it's cool. Let's end the show. I'm going to go over the UFC card that's going to be on Saturday real quick when I come back, but I also want to say this one last thing, and hope you're all listening. If you're listening, I mean, that was some real hardcore stuff that I just went through right there, right? It meant nothing to nobody but myself, and I had to say it, otherwise it was going to eat my head. If you don't know that, well, learn some stuff about the human brain and the humanity. You know, not everything's about how people look. Some people have brains, and they work through their brains like that, but obviously those two guys would know nothing about brains. They're definitely real smart people, though, because somebody's doing something real cool. Like technology, computer, and all that cool stuff like that, but they're not using it coolly. They're not using it for cool reasons and cool things. They're using it to just steal your stuff and find out everything about you and attack you. But that's not cool. That's not cool, but what you're doing to get there, that's pretty cool stuff. You got to be pretty intelligent, because I'm like this. I've been doing this for like 8-9 months now, and I'm just now just like got my first thing yesterday. I was like, this is cool. And it was like a screensaver. I'm an idiot. I am. So that's stupid. We're going to be Bigfoot Holmes. We're going to have that. And wow, that's going to be cool. We'll be right back, I guess. I don't remember what I was just saying, but I'm going to do the UFC card. Yes. Oh, I want to talk about that. There was a boxing fight, too, the other night. That guy should have been boxing. Why did he even go in the UFC? Why did he go in the UFC? Because he got a jab, dude. He has a hell of a... I get he was a lot bigger than that guy, but he stiffed that jab out. And it looked like he was getting more in shape as the fight went on. All right, we'll come back in a second. We'll talk about this. All right, so it was Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy fought that Rockman. And I believe Rockman was trying to prove a point to the Paul. Like, oh, look, I'm going to fight Greg Hardy. And he's going to come in and weigh 320 pounds. I'm going to weigh 235-40. He's going to have 80 pounds on me, and I'm going to beat him. Well, no, you didn't beat him. You got your face beaten. You got beat like 39-36. I don't know what's going on. They're just doing four-round fights, and these announcers were talking, acting like that was a long fight. There's nothing shorter than a four-round fight. How is that they're like, oh, my God, they're even in a four-round fight. Yeah, I mean, he's got some good energy right here. What else was he going to be in? You do know, like, UFC rounds are 5 minutes. They're... Boxing rounds are 3, so I don't know what was he trying to say, because I never seen a fight in boxing other than the Olympics. I think the Olympics are 3 rounds, right, or something? Is that right? 3 rounds? I could not know that. I might not. Something's 3, maybe. Yeah, because it's best out of 3 or something, right? The judge. I don't know what they're doing, but Greg Hardy has a jab, dude. He's got a nice jab, and he was about 40 pounds over the weight class he should be at if he was boxing. He should probably cut down about another 40 pounds and box. And that cat, with the power he's got and the jab, he had a good jab, and then he slipped an uppercut in there and knocked Rockman down. Slipped it. Like Rockman thought he was going to do something, and he slipped it. But this guy, he's a trained boxer. His dad wasn't that good. His dad got one lucky punch once. He acting like his dad was a legend, Haseem Rockman. His dad hit Lennox Lewis one time, and Lennox Lewis fell asleep. They fought again, trust me. They went, oh yeah, they fought again, because Lennox was like, it ain't happening never again. It was one of those, okay? And it did never happen again, and basically nothing ever happened again for the guy, and it was bad. But that's cool. He got the one shot on Lennox Lewis, put him out to put him to sleep. He's got his son out now, and he's trying to make a point to the Paul, but now he's got a loss. Now he lost. Because Greg Hardy, I'm telling you, he should have just done that. Why would he think to? Why would he do? I don't get the boxing. I don't get the MMA thing then. He should have just went straight to boxing. He probably didn't know either, so I don't know. Maybe he had some wrestling background in high school. I bet he has some wrestling background or something. That's probably why. He didn't think he was using it. Not that he cared about it, but I thought he had a pretty stiff jab. I mean, I'm just saying, I watched boxing. I thought it looked pretty good. And then when he slipped that little up shot in there, I mean, it wasn't like as good as it could have been. He could have even got even more in there with it, but I think he was shocked that it was even open. So he just slipped it real quick, and it was so powerful, it knocked the guy down. Because it wasn't all the way under, it was more like a hook under. But I think he, whew, I'm telling you, I don't like the guy personally for like the stories I heard, but I don't know him, so I can't say anything like that. And I thought he had a good UFC career. He just got to the level where he wasn't going to ever win again. He got to the level where he wasn't going to ever win again in the UFC because where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? He didn't get in the rankings. He can't go anywhere else. Now he's fighting all these guys, and he can't beat these guys, so he's got to go. He's got to quit. Was that what the Lord was doing on the show? Trying to explain why George Masvidal is not fighting? People think he's running from people, all this other stuff. Well, he's getting pay-per-view points, they said. He's in his contract every time. So that would mean he's going to have to be like a main event or something like that. So that would mean he's going to have to fight somebody like a Gilbert Burns. And at this point in time, he can't beat any of them. Okay, he can't beat anybody at that level. No, he's not even at that level. He got to that level because we thought Ben Askren was at that level, and he used Ben Askren to show pot himself all the way up to the top. That's what happened. And now he's at the top, and he can't even know where to go. What do you want him to go in there and get killed? Well, he can't. I don't know. And they're like, well, we ain't gonna bring him in there to fight him either and pay ya. Pay-per-view that nobody's going to want to see, I guess. We got to get a fight to somebody. That ain't going to sell. That Burns and him wasn't going to sell anyway. Because Gilbert doesn't sell fights. Gilbert just fights. Is that the point the guy was trying to make? You want to run down that rabbit hole, find out everything about all this stuff and why wouldn't none of us fight? Well, yeah, it's obvious. It's obvious why you're not fighting. It's got nothing to do with them running. It's got, like Conor McGregor. We don't want to fight. No, Conor McGregor. Whenever he comes back, he's fighting somebody at the top, okay? So that's why he had to stack and jack steroids back up there now, and it's getting to a point where he's going to have to fight Anthony Smith. That's the fight they're going to have to make. And that's going to have to happen now, and it's going to have to happen. And the weirdest thing is, what, let's make a stipulation on that one then, but I want to see it. And you don't think Anthony Smith would... I think Anthony Smith, maybe I don't know him well, but I don't know anything about him, like, personally, but I know his career and stuff. I believe he's fought down, like, 185. I think he even fought lower than that. I know he's big now. He's built into the 205 size, but he wouldn't maybe make a thing like 198 or something. Hey, I'll at least get down to 198, just get my hands on freaking Conor McGregor once. I don't know. Make a deal. But you want to see Conor McGregor at 205, though? I don't know, but they have to fight now. They're going to have to fight, those two. Conor McGregor and Anthony Smith are going to have to go there now because now he's just disrespected a lion. He's disrespected a lion and the heart of a lion. You're going to have to go now, Conor. Okay? You're going to have to get beat by him. Because what did they say that was wrong? They were blasting the fact that he gets an exemption from USADA. Nobody gets exemption from USADA. I mean, come on, man. That one guy that's not fighting right now, he's got a hurt shoulder. He's out for a year. But they said that USADA was attacking him freaking 24 times in 1 month. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. And Paulo Costa was getting attacked at 7 o'clock in the morning the day he had to make weight. When he's trying to make weight. Do you think that's just that? I'm pretty sure those tests have to last at least 2 hours, I'm betting, right? It's not like it's just something that's in and out. I can't imagine. I don't know how long they last, but I can't imagine it's something that's that quick. So you're taking them away from that. Now you're drawing blood. You're messing with the psyche, too, and all this other stuff. I don't know, man. Just saying. That's pretty weird. But will that Conor jack himself up like this? And we all know, come on. The broken leg thing, that makes sense, yeah. He's saying the stress fracture now. Now you're blasting the injury. He even went with the lion's heart on an injury. So he wasn't as injured as he's saying he's injured. He didn't really totally break it. See, now you're just saying, okay, now you're saying Anthony Smith's a liar. Now you just got to fight. You guys just got to fight it out. And Anthony, you might have to make a... Because, you know, Conor might chicken that out and have to say, oh, I ain't go all the way to 205. You got to come a little bit and meet me somewhere. But, you know... How much money you want to make there and make the fight happen. Make that happen because this 205's already held up for a while now. It's going to be held up for a while now because Yuri's going to come back and get his shot. We know that. Glover's going to get the next shot after this. We know that. So, yeah, I mean, there's two in line there. So, come on, this is your next fight. That's it. That's a match. Anthony Smith and Conor. Conor McGregor looks like he weighs about 200 freaking 20 pounds right now anyway. A solid muscle. So, I want to see that. and put me and that one of those tape bums on there, okay? I don't know which one has to watch your kid that day, but whoever's not watching the kid that day, I want to put in there and fight him. Just saying, they must. Because I can't imagine anybody having kids with either of them, okay? I can't imagine that, and I can't imagine anybody marrying them or any woman just being around them, or, you know, I don't know. So I'm just thinking they're just using that as a cover and that they're just partners. And that's why their names are the same, and that's got to be it. It's got to be it. It's got to be it. And they have an adopted son. So one of them's going to have to watch that and keep you away from the TV that night. Nobody, you don't watch, let the kid watch the fight. Because you don't want their dad or mom or whoever I'm beating up. You know, I don't know what you call yourselves. But who's a mom, who's dad? Oh, yeah, you can't use that word anymore. That's right. I just offended everybody in America and everybody in the entire... Well, I probably just offended America, though, because apparently they're the only ones doing weird stuff like that. But mom and dad, yeah, I got it. Can't use that anymore because some people never had a mom or dad. Never literally had a mom or dad. So I don't... What are you talking about? And I have one. I can't understand what you're saying to me. So we just don't use it. Plenty of people lose their mom and dads. So, well, you know, this is... What's the difference? Why can't I even say who my mom and dad... What am I supposed to call them? By their first names? Hell, you do that, you're going to get your face smacked and you're going to get beaten. If you call my mom Karen or you call my dad Bob to their face when I was a kid, you were going to get spanked and banked. Okay, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get spanked. Okay? Spank it all! Never do that. Jesus, I didn't even know my mom's first name until it was like... I didn't know my mom's first name until I was like 17. Oh, it was Karen? Okay. I thought that's what they were saying this whole time, Mom. Karen, okay, cool. But I wasn't sure because that's Carrie's name too, so I'm not sure. Okay, it's my sister's name too, so yeah, but you're it too. Okay, cool. So I found that out when we got pulled over, so. And she was talking to the police officer, and then, Karen Castro. And that's when I found it out, you know, when she was giving him some lip. She gave him some lip. I'm joking. I told her to settle down, though. I was like, the reason we got pulled over, I had my hand out the window, and I got rings on my finger. I was in college coming back, and I had these two rings on my finger, and I was just hanging out the window going down the different... We were in a different state going out to New York to see my sister, and I had it out just waving around with rings. And I said, Mom, he pulled us over because he saw my rings on my finger, and this was a long time ago. My mom was probably... He probably thought we were just two scum kids or two scum... I don't know. We can get them. They're doing something shady. They probably have drugs in their car. Let's pull them over. It was probably something like that. Like, we probably had drugs in our car or something. I have rings on my fingers. So, it was probably something like that, you know. You never know what cops are thinking, but... She was pissed, but I calmed her down. But I found her name was Karen that day, and I'll never call it to that face. No, she's my mom. Anyway, my dad, I knew his name because we had the same name. So, how am I ever going to forget that? And we always had to go to my Aunt Evie's house, and, she always called him Bobby. Bobby! 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 Hey, Bobby! So, we all knew his name. Oh, yeah, we all knew that name, because she had to say Bobby all the time. She had so many stories about Bobby. Bobby. But, he said, my name's not Bobby, it's Bob. It's Bob, and that's why we only went there, like, 3 or 4 times a year. To see his aunt and his, grandma. But he could only do that. He only did that so many times because he couldn't get called Bobby that many times. Okay, that was about the entire amount of times he was called Bobby for a whole year. It was all that day. And that's about all he could take. And by the time he got out of there, his vein was sticking under his head. And that was about enough. That was my dad. And that's me. And that's why I'm going to bust this group of bullies we got over here up. That's why I'm going to bust this group of bullies we have over there up. And now I'm going to run down the fight guard up. So, and I want to see this other guy bash up another bully. He's calling rat, yo rat. He was calling that to he might have called Smith a rat too. I don't know. He called him some lion. He's trash in your heart, lion. He is trash in your heart, lion. He's saying you ain't even hurt. Was he hurt then? Because he's back. He's looking good. And like Smith even said, he said, geez, Weidman can't even, he keeps coming back and something happens every time, which I said was going to happen, because that was just gruesome. Well, when Chris Weidman's leg broke and snapped, like, literally, more other things happened during that injury. It wasn't just like a regular snap and he fell down. his got bent and bashed, and there was probably other. There's too much stuff. I trust me, I got broken leg, and mine doesn't heal. And mine was kind of similar to that, where it was just not right. If bending like wrong, you were moving it still when it broke, and now you're messing other stuff up in there. Just saying, I didn't look right. Just saying, you break your leg and you tell me. You break your leg, you tell me. Like when Anderson Silva broke his leg, he didn't stand back on it and bend like that. Okay, he fell right to the ground, I believe. It was like Wyman didn't know his leg was broke. Because he just kicked it and he brought it back. Like, I think Silva, right when he kicked, he knew his leg was snapped and fell down. Smith, he knew he hurt his and he went to his back. This, McGregor, he knew he was hurt and fell to his back. Wyman, who's not a striker like that, kicked. And he didn't know his leg was broke, which neither did I. And he went to walk on it. And, you can't walk when your leg snaps. And that just made it even worse, which I hope he comes back one day, but... Good thing he doesn't have those money situation things, so when he comes back, he doesn't have to fight like the best of the best. He gets to fight somebody good, we know that, because he's at that level, but we'll see. We'll see. Oh, yeah, I just started to bum my ass. So here we go. What we got here? DraftKings? Hey, do you think DraftKings even has their team up again? Michigan's so good, dude. How's it? Why did I have to jump off Michigan's bandwagon this year? They're probably going to win national championship, and I had to jump off their bandwagon. I still, you know, I like Jim Harbaugh, but I don't like Michigan. I have to like Michigan. Gosh darn, I like Michigan. I like that running back, though. That running back was really cool. That backup running back, he did some cool things. So, yeah, you know, maybe I am back on the... I can't blame the football team for that. They don't even go to school anyway. They're just playing for the school. That's promoting... you know, that's how it is now. They're getting paid. Yeah, okay, I get it. They can go anywhere else they want, but this is a good team and a good place to go. It's not... I'm not going to blame the football team anymore. Okay? I do like the football team again. I just don't like the college. I like the college, but I like the football team, guys. So most of them. I'm pretty sure they still have some little rugrats on there, okay? They're trying to tell you what to do and trying to make sure you're wearing your mask, you're getting your own vaccine, you're staying all healthy, you're staying 6 feet away from people, you're doing all that stuff, you're taking showers, washing hands, you're doing all that gross stuff, you know? Nobody does anything like that. Who washes their hands, takes showers? Nobody could do anything like that, obviously. It's almost impossible things to ask, you know, okay? And, they do that in Michigan. So, I'm just telling you. But I can't blame the football team for that. Can't do that. Jeez. I mean, come on. I'm back on the bandwagon. I'm back. I'm back, baby. I'm back. We're in. Michigan winning it all. Oh, my God. That back was so good. Imagine how good this guy is that he's hurt then. Because he was going to probably win the Heisman Trophy, too, which sucks. He's been out for, like, I think this is the second game, basically, where he didn't get to play a lot. He may have. That Texas, they're going to play Texas Christian. They are playing TCU probably in that first round, because I'm not really worried about who they're playing next week. And even if they beat, they better hope they win, though, because then they'll be the 4 seed. They're getting in. They're going to get in from what they just did, because everybody's going to would have a loss then, and there's no way anybody's jumping them. If they lost, but they ain't losing. They're not going to lose at all. They're too good. Whew, they're good. Anyway, I don't know. Be interesting. Interesting to see, but let's see what we have. It's going to be a fight. Oh, Saturday. Yeah, they don't have it up here. I can reserve my seat in this big $18 tournament. I'm going to play a big one this weekend because I think, let's check this card. We'll tell you if I'm going to play a big tournament or not, and I'll be right back. I'll be right back and take a break, 48 minutes. I'm going to have 12 minutes. It's going to be a 1-hour-long show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, that's probably because I was trying to act real and cool and be like trying to tell you I'm not tough. I know I'm not tough, but it's my mentality. I have to do this. Somebody's got to do it. If I can't do it, I can do it. I just need to be offered the shot. Just please offer me. If anybody listens to this, anybody out there ever listening to me, please. I'm not going to go on social media and blast. I'm not going to go on other stuff and just start trolling them and going at them. I'm not going to do any of that. I'll podcast and say it because I have to say it. Because I'd like to say it to their face, but I don't know how else to do it. I'm not going to be triggering and writing on comments to them. Jeez, I mean, I'm not that weird. I'm not that weird. But, if you keep putting a code in my YouTube thing, I'm not stupid. I just turned it in. So you want to keep doing that because now all of a sudden my whole feed's shut off again and my page doesn't exist. So whatever code you're putting under my comment section, that means you just stole all my stuff again from my YouTube videos. So you keep doing it because I remember the other time. So whoever did that, yeah, real cool. But you're getting turned in, so now my account is frozen. But that's cool, man. Thank you. Thank you, guy, whoever you think you are. But that's cool stuff, man. Good stuff. But you can't just put a code. You think I'm stupid? There's a code. Somebody can hack a code into your page, and they'll own your page. I'm telling you. Or your page will just not be non-existent. I don't know if they're doing something with it, but it's coding. It's these little letter coding. I'm telling you. You get a comment section with a little letter coding, and all of a sudden your page is weird. That means something happened. What do you think you're messing with, Tate? You think you're messing with me? You think you're messing with just? You think you're just messing with Bigfoot? Who do you think I am? Who do you think I am? Why don't you go look me up? Maybe you'll find some questions. Maybe find some answers. I don't know these things. You can probably ask a few people. Go ask your little boy toys over there industry. Maybe find some knowledgeable things out about somebody you might not know. Nobody knows me. Anyway, I'm just saying. Let's go, baby. And then get back. We got the show. The show's coming. I just yelled. I got really loud. And now I'm going to get kicked out of the place at 2:35 in the morning. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. We'll be right back with the USC card on Saturday. All right. So we're here. This card's actually really good. Leave it to the UFC. Oh, he's doing some crazy. Excuse me. Hey, wait. 1 second. All right. So we're here. And, yes, we're going to break down the UFC card now. Good. Okay, yes. Yes. Here we go. Here we go. This is a nice one. I like this. I'm sorry. I had to take a drink of soda pop. Sorry. And, I did right before there, and I had it in my throat, and I had to burp it up. A soda pop, too. I mean, I'm pretty good. I don't drink a little bit, after, like, midnight. Now, one. I think. I actually haven't drinking today. I had like 3 beers. I'm doing better, man. Doing better. All of them. I'm all alone. I'm lonely, guy. I got no friends. I'm only 30s. I'm lonely. I drink. I talk shit. I'm just a sad human being. Put a fork in me. I'm done. But I'm going to call these fights anyway, though. Either way. Because I'm better. But I don't know if I'm going to do that thing I just said I was going to do. Because there's some good matchups in this one. Good matchups. We'll see what happens. But let's start out. It's going to start out with who's fighting, who's headlining it. You got to start out the main event. I'm going to tell you the main event's... oh, my God. All right. It's like... There's more... I don't know why Tai Tuivasa and Sergey Pavlovich is not the main event, but apparently this is the main event. Is that because Stephen Thompson has to be the main event? Is that what it was told to him once because he was world champion, former world champion? Is that what's going on here? Because I don't know how that's on this card. There's no chance that's in here. That's not even... That's got to be the co-main event. I guess. Rafael Dos Anjos, no, because Rafael Dos Anjos is going to have to be the co-main event. So he's fighting Brian Barberena, because nobody wants to fight Rafael Dos Anjos. We got that. We know that. That's true. He must not have any problem or issue with getting fights, though. What's the deal with this? Because that's weird. Was he ever paid or not paid? Or what was going on? Or he's not from America, so it's not. He doesn't know how to do that business situation stuff. Oh, yeah, those Brazilian guys, they don't know how to do that stuff with that. They don't know how to work that deal. They don't know how to work that stuff, I guess, right? And they end up doing this, what they're doing right now. Fighting too many times and not having a big following here anyway. And not, you know, so. Yeah, that's basically probably what happened to them, I guess. But he's fighting Brian Barberena, and I'll tell you what. Brian Barberena's going to take a big time beating that fight. But he's going to give some back. But Rafael ain't never going to go nowhere until the day he quits. He's not going to stop winning or being competitive until the day he's done. He's just that type of person. Jeez, you can just tell people. I mean, who just fought the other night? Brazilian. Gleison Tibau was still fighting out there again. Jeez. I mean, he didn't look good, got beat. But, I mean, he was fighting a Russian guy from Dagestan. That's what happens. But he was still out there fighting. He wasn't, like, getting ran over by anybody. So, here you go. It's Yasmin Girago. Oh, it's that little Mexican. Get your Mexican. Oh, that's not good. I should not have done that. I don't know what I was doing. I was just getting happy. That was me getting happy, and I was kind of cold. I was chitter-chattered. That was weird. That's not cool, but I just did, and I'm horrible. I should get my face beaten. So come on, man. You should kick my face in for that, please. please, just, I gotta get my hands on this dude. So I just, if you'd like to, I don't know, it'd be cool. So just give me the time, and I'll tell you, I'll be ready. I'll find a way to get ready, and I'll be there. But just, yeah, keep Benson, let me go to the lab for like 2 months. I'm a good person, man. Jeez, old Pete, just give him a call or something. Nah, get me set up somewhere for 2 months or 3 months, and then we'll fight. I'll be ready. If I have something to look forward to, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm not just going to go out and do it, though, because I could care less. Could care less, but I just want to put my hands on that dude once and hurt him. So, not hurt him, and just try. I just want to get my hand in and hit him once. I want to act on want to hit him. I want to choke him. I want to strangle him. I want to choke him. You really want me to tell the world what I would actually probably do in a fight? I would do no punching. I would do no kicking. I would do none of that. I would throw some of that stuff around you, but I didn't probably choke him. I would get around your freaking throat, and I'll choke your freaking throat right out. I'll choke you right to death. Just telling you, I will. I'll tell you right now, if that's what I'll be trying to do, that's what I'm trying to do in a fight. And I can't tell you my trickeries, though. I can't tell you my trick weapon. I have a trick weapon that nobody's seen before, except for that one guy, and he'll know. He could tell you. Go out to Montana and tell the one guy who tried to tackle me one time. Tell him what happened when I was on my back. I'll just ask him, because I got a trick. I got a pretty good trick. Just telling you. I got dropped off to my motel and a high five for doing it too. So it's all pretty cool stuff. But just letting you know, man, I was pretty legendary out there for a little bit for what I was doing. But I was working motel front desk. Pretty legendary guy out there for that. Yeah, you know? And I was also out there. I was also out there and I was running from a guy who was trying to do some weird stuff to me. Doing weird stuff to me that I did not agree with. Okay, I did not agree to that. I thought we were going to a party to meet some women. Not me and you going in the woods and you doing whatever you wanted to do to me. No, and not to your house. And you were not going to sex and jive me up and get me all rock hard by watching some Janet Jackson music videos. And you were going to come get on me then either. So no, I'm pretty legendary for getting away from that too. Without doing any violence to him. Jeez. God, gosh, I'm not crazy. I'm not a killer. I'm not a crazy killer. Jeez, I'm not a psychopath like that Idaho person. Are those the people that were posting this stuff? There's three people, there's four people in Idaho just died. Were murdered. This is weird because I think those girls look like those blonde girls that were posting the, during the election, they were posting some kind of pregnancy stuff. They look a lot like those blonde girls from Twitter that were posting that election stuff. Like about babies. We don't kill babies. We don't kill babies, okay? There were three blondes, and there's three blondes are dead, and their boyfriend's dead. In Idaho. I don't know if it was them or not, but they kind of similar. They all really, that's weird shit, man. Look into that. Somebody. Find this person, too, whoever did it. That's just weird. Anyway, we got Yasmin Yair ago. And Estela Nunez. I don't know who Estela Nunez is, but she looks kind of familiar. But I will tell you, Yasmin Yairgu is really quick, really fast. She's like Flash. She's like the Flash out there. Buddy bounce. And she does really some cool stuff. That's about all I know about her. I'm telling you, but I think the other one could fight too, so we'll see. Give me a good one. I am not breaking it down yet. We'll have to look into it. Next fight, we have a guy from Argentina against Francis. Oh, buddy, you're dead. This is the big Franny Francis Marshalls here. And if you want to watch a wrestler and a guy who goes on top of you from a... This guy is... he wrestles, he takes you down, but don't think he's just going to lay on you. Okay, he's going to elbow you, he's going to hit... He's one of those guys that just doesn't stop moving. He'll take you down, but he'll end the fight with about like 200... He could end the fight with like 150 strikes thrown. So he ain't just going to lay on this cat. He might not get a lot of chokes, but he's going to keep getting better at all of that. This guy's special. He's good. He's very good. He's very talented. He's got a lot of skills. I'm not saying he's going to win this fight. I don't know who he's fighting. Anything can happen. I haven't looked into it yet. But that's a cool guy to watch. Check him out. His name's Francis Marshall. He's going to be fun to watch. He was on the Contender Series. And he won a fight 30-26. And Dana White said, you're in. Or 30-25. I literally think he won that fight 30-25. It was bad. The guy wouldn't quit. He's like, some people just don't die. And that was a fight where I thought the guy was going to die. Because he was that... He got elbows. There was blood all over the place. It was bad. And Marshall didn't get hit once. It was like 30... I had a 30-24. I thought he won every single round 10-8. The guy, he couldn't finish the guy. That's what I'm saying. You can't blame freaking Brendan Law. He didn't know. But Dana White didn't know Bill... LJO was Bill LJO. We have Bill LJO now. The guy who just is like a he can't put the LJO. If you can get you guy, you better just beat him. Don't get tired against Bill LJO. That's all you got to do. Just don't get tired against him, and you might be okay. As long as you're, if you got better skills. But if you get tired, he ain't getting finished by too many people ever. Okay. He's like one of those people you have to shoot like 15 times before he finally died. I'm telling you. It's a type of, and he didn't know that Loughnane, that's who, they said it really cool, really, those Bellator guys, they had a new one for him today, it was I can't remember what they said it totally something I've never heard, I said, maybe that's it, this guy's so crazy, he's gonna have everybody never knowing what the hell his last name is. Brendan, I'm going to go with what PFL is using it as, because that's where he's fighting at right now, but they call him Loughnane, and I'm going to say Loughnane because of that. But this guy got something with that. He literally, like, nobody knows his last name, because, and he won't even, he went on that podcast, he didn't tell him his last name, they asked him, they're trying to get it from him, and he wouldn't do it. So, keep it up, that's what we're doing. We'll never know his last name, we just know he's a badass. Know he's a badass, and everybody should know he's a badass now, please. If you didn't know before, you know Brendan Loughnane's a badass now, please. Good gosh, he's awesome. Very awesome. I mean, basically, like he put out one time, I am basically 29 and to some judges, I'm 29 and 1 or something like that. It's literally, every fight was a split decision except for one loss, and he's got four. Just saying, it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, especially when you see people he's fought. Holy cow, how in the hell? He was almost in the UFC, and this whole industry could have been switched, whaps and whapped. We don't know what would have been happening. Darren Elkins might have been somewhere. Darren Elkins might be in the PFL right now, winning a PFL $1 million. But instead, he's in the UFC having to fight Jonathan Pierce. Oh, gosh, Darren. I think the clock's going to run out in Darren Elkins one of these times. He's going to be in a fight with Jonathan Pierce, and Pierce isn't going to be one of those guys who's going to be out there on the feet throwing all that. He's going to throw a hell of a lot of shit and all that, but Pierce can go on top of you and control you. But Darren Elkins is a college wrestler. I am almost close to thinking that he's a... Indiana had some tough guys when I was in college, and I wrestled one of them when he was in school. And he wasn't good, and he beat me, and I couldn't take it. I don't know if it was him, but he was... I don't think it was him. It was somebody, but they probably practiced together. Yeah. He wasn't good. He didn't just freaking beat me, and it pissed me off to this day because I'm like, how did the guy freaking beat me? He doesn't know how to wrestle. He doesn't know anything about wrestling. He's in college at Indiana wrestling, but he's not that good. He doesn't know moves. How is he winning? Oh, he's stronger. He just knows positions. Doesn't score a lot of points on. You can't get away from him. And, on the feet, you can't take him down. You can't score on him. So, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's what it felt like to me, wherever I was wrestling from there. But it was like 1 point. The guy beat me like, what, 3-2? Jeez, man, you son of a bitch. I hated that. So that's Francis Marshall's a wrestler, and he's going to kill. I'm not sure if it's going to be against Marcelo Rojo, but we'll see. Hey, next fight. We got Natan Levy. He's back. See, he's fighting all the time, too. I like this cat. Nathan Levy. I'm not sure how you say his first name. Nathan Levy, I guess. I don't know. He's good. He's fighting Genaro Valdez. This guy's from Mexico, but this guy is not coming in looking like... Okay. Let's look him up real quick, because I want to know this guy a little bit. He looks scary. Has he ever fought in the UFC? I don't know who he is. Yeah, he might be. He's lost his last fight. He's 10-1. Nathan Levy is 7-1. We'll have to run that down. It's going to be a fun fight. Could be a good fight. It's 155. 72-inch reach. I'm just seeing this guy looks like somebody that he's in the cage because he's just badass from Mexico. That's my personal thinking. I'm like, oh, gosh, okay. Okay, he likes to fight. That's all I'm thinking. So it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a fun fight to watch. That's my guess. Because I'm a horrible person, you know. I just look at people and I just tell them what I think he might fight like. Just by the looks of you. That's pretty weird. That's pretty horrible. So anyway, next fight. We got Tracy Cortez versus Amanda Ribas. Oh, yeah. Amanda. And Tracy Cortez. I'm liking this fight. Amanda Ribas doesn't, like, throw me as, like, a normal Brazilian woman, though. Fighter. I thought she was from, like, America for some at one point. I thought it was, like, Amanda Ribas. But, she's from Brazil. And she's fighting Tracy Cortez. Is this like a lot of, yep, 10-1, Tracy Cortez versus 11-3, Amanda Ribas. And I did, didn't Ribas just lose to the woman who was fighting for the title belt or something? Don't know. She just lost to somebody. Yeah, I think she got knocked out by that woman who just lost the title fight. So Tracy Cortez, she's gonna be looking for something to go on her, but Tracy Cortez ain't nobody to joke with. She's 1 inch taller, same size, same reach. They're built exactly the same. Here we go. They're the same size everywhere. And then here's the next one. It was Darren Elkins and Jonathan Pierce. So I didn't need to run anything else in that. Jonathan Pierce, I don't know. If he likes to get on top of you and control you on top, but Darren Elkins can stop takedowns. Darren Elkins can keep you on your feet. And I don't think Jonathan Pierce is ever going to gas out, though. Jonathan Pierce isn't somebody that has a problem with a gas tank. So I'm telling you. So I think he's just going to beat Darren Elkins up. Because he's not going to gas out. Darren Elkins would normally drive you to gas out and by you doing all this crazy stuff. But Jonathan Pierce won't, can keep doing it the whole fight. He's not going to gas. Here's the next one. Here's the next one. Oh, this is going to be good. I like this one. Michael Johnson's back. We got that knockout that time, remember? Oh, yeah. He got a knockout that time. And then I thought he won his last fight. But they gave the other guy the win. It was a hell of a good fight. I was polling. I didn't think he won, but I was like, I think I bet. I was like, well, yeah. Who was he fighting there? He was fighting some barn burner guy, though. A good hell of a fighter guy, though. He's fighting Mark Dacasey, who was in a fight where he took the guy down like 9 times. He was in a fight against a guy who was so good on his feet, because Mark Dacasey can fight on his feet really well, that he had to take that guy down 9 times to keep him down. That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive. But Mark Diakese's back and Michael Johnson. This is gonna be a fun fight. It's gonna be entertaining. Diakese just keeps that chin down, tucked, and not get clipped on it by Johnson's left, and he should probably win that very easily. But you never know. Michael Johnson's got that hand, and Diakese's he's got 5 losses. Just leave it at that. I don't. I he's. Oh, next fight. Next fight. Oh yeah, this is gonna be fun war. Clay the Cop and the Guida. They did come back with Clay. He said he was on his last fight on a contract last fight. He didn't get out of thing or something weird, right? I don't know what was going on in the last fight, but he lost. None of that. But he's back. I thought he was gone. I thought, oh gosh, Clay finally lost. They're going to get rid of him. That's what I thought. But nope, they can't get rid of Clay. You never get rid of the carpenter. You always need work done, so the carpenter is a good person to have around. You're going to have to get work done until you can get somebody to replace. I think they're getting people to replace, not lightweight, eventually, to get this work done. You know, a Terrence McKinney guy like that could wind up eventually being the guy like to get some work done. You need somebody to get some work once he gets that little energy in the tank. Seems like a guy who wants to fight. I don't know about anything about that. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of some kind of lightweight. That was a dumb one to use because he gassed out in a fight, so that wouldn't make any sense, right? Drew Dober's there. He's taking the hit. Drew Dober's taking the torch for Clay Guida. But they seem like they've been around for the same amount of time. I just thought Guida was gone, but he's not. He's fighting Scott Holtzman, who seems like he's been around forever and stuff. I think he was like a ninja kick one time. But he's spin kick once, right? I don't know what Scott Holtzman does. I think he wrestles, too. I'm not sure anything about Scott. I just know his name. He's not really impressive much. He's got 5 losses, and Guida's got 19. Guida's got 37 wins, though, and he runs all. He never gets tired, okay? And he's always just burping. He burps. He burps a lot. He's got some acid indigestion, and I hope he gets some Tums and everything like that beforehand. Okay, make sure he's got his Tums and antacid and everything like that, and he should be okay. He should be good to go. And Scott Holtzman will be there, and he'll probably knee him and kick him in the stomach a few times. And Clay will run around here and shake his hair. Here we go. It's going to be a good fight, though. I like it. Hey, Angela Hill's back. I haven't seen her on the cage talking that much. She's getting ready for a fight. That's probably why. Emily DeShote. She's fighting Emily DeShote. I think something's going on here. Why would I get kicked off here? Hold on, I got it right off the screen. Well, I can't imagine this is right, but we'll see. It says she's 1-0 and she's coming in to fight Angela Hill. She's 1-0 and ranked 13. That makes me wonder, gee whiz. Well, Jeep Jumbo Hobama Jesus. Who is Emily DeShote? I don't know. Is she Canadian? She must be from somewhere, but that can't be right. She's a prodigy. She's a child. No, she's from the United States. She is a child prodigy, apparently, and that's her name's Emily Deschote. She is a child prodigy, and now she's here, and she's fighting Angela Hill. But Angela Hill ain't nobody you want to be thinking you're gonna have a cakewalk walkthrough with, okay? Because she's gonna be throwing. She's gonna be throwing leather. She's gonna be taking it down. She's gonna be all over the place. She ain't gonna be scared. She's gonna get punched by you. She's gonna say, "I ain't gonna punch by. I'll care. Hit me again. Keep it up. I'm the Angela." And then she'll kick her in the face, throw another punch, and she'll keep taking a punch back, and she'll throw another punch back, and she'll be still standing, and then she'll go. Angela Hill is cool. She's a great fighter, she's a good fighter, awesome fighter. Very good, solid career in the UFC. Very good, talented person behind the booth, too. Behind the mic. Oh, right, but Emily Deschamps, she must be like the next coming of God. Or the next coming of Queen Elizabeth, or something. I don't know. Next coming of the Queen, I guess. I don't know. Well, we know. We just saw what happened to the last queen. The last queen got beat last night, though. By the way, that's my bad. Awful on that. I'm guessing what I got the whole thing wrong on my other thing, but I know what's going on now. Which still shouldn't be right. But I can't imagine that they would let you take that medication to during time of fight, though. But it's still in the body, though. Can a woman turn to a man while they're fighting and take the testosterone? And stuff. Somebody answer that. Can that happen? Because Texas had a big problem with this. There was a girl, and she was turned to a boy, so she was on all these steroids, but then she was wrestling women in high school. And she was like the 3-time women's state champion wrestler, but they were like, she is turning to a man, she's taking all these steroids. And it was a problem. But then she went to college and had to wrestle on the men's team. And it didn't work. I guess, because they were doing... that's weird, right? Why would we go? Oh no, she went to college and just joined the men's team, I guess, because she thought she could do. Women's college wrestling is not a thing. I don't know if this wasn't then. It might be now. It's starting to become one. It's starting to become one. Yes, thank God it should be. It should be like a bigger one than this. So, because we need women fighters, man. Come on, we need some women wrestling coming in here. We need some women cage fighters. Where else is the best place to get them? Women wrestling. There you go. All right. Next thing you know, well, I'm just saying. Nico Price and Phil Rowe is going to be here. Nico Price and Phil Rowe. Nico Price and Philly Rowe. What's up with Phil Rowe lately? Nico's probably going to hit him in the face. If he can. Phil's like 6'3", 170. I remember being lanky. He's a tall, lanky dude. And I'm going to guess he's got to throw elbows and knees and punches, straights and hooks. And he probably can choke you. But Nico Price has that one shot pop in his hand, too, that he can put you out with, too, if he has you. And I'm pretty sure he's probably a good grappler. I don't know much about that. I have to go over that, too. I'm sorry, I'm not breaking this down too well. Not breaking it down too well at all, because I can't get these guys off the top of my head real quick. Okay, here we go. Main card. That's a prelim card. That was a prelim card here, you know. You heard the main event, you were probably thinking, well, this card's going to just suck. I just saw the main event, and I was like, this card sucks. This card's horrible. What the? I just saw the main event. I was like, who else can be on this card? But I was like, hey, well, that's it. That's it. Pretty good card. This is going to be the football player Eric Anders versus the former football player Eric Anders versus Dawkus. Dawkus is going to get him. Dawkus will get him. This is like the Alabama guy, and he's on his way out. He's had some bad luck lately in losses, and he's starting to get did he win his last fight, though? No, he lost. See, yeah. He's 14-7 now. Dawkus is going to get a win there. Kyle Dawkus will get a win there, I believe so. I believe so, yes. Even though he's built like Lugien Rose. He's a Lugien Rose with that chest and arms. But he's probably stronger than shit. He's probably like, you look at him, you're like, where's his strength coming from? Where's his strength coming? Oh my gosh, don't let him touch me. He can lock his hands around me because he's stronger than shit. That's probably what it just seems like, a guy like that. Where you look at him, you're like, what is this guy? But then he gets his hands around you, and you're like, what the hell just happened? I cannot get away. Oh, my gosh, he's strong. His hands, a grip. Okay, anyway, you got Derek Brunson. Oh, there we go. This will be fun. Derek Brunson and Jack Hermanson are fighting. Okay. Well, Derek and Jack are going to be on their feet, then. Jack's going to light him up, I think. But Derek Brunson seems to show up in fights like this. That's weird. He seems to want to show up in a fight like this. And, we'll see what happens to Jack. Sometimes Jack don't show up. And, I'll tell you one thing, though. He ain't just going to want to stand on his feet with the Jack. Okay, he's gonna just stand up there and say, let's stand on our feet. Because Derek, Mr. Derek can stand on his feet, but he's a wrestler. Remember that first. With power in his hands. But Jackie Jackson, that's gonna be a good one. I'm gonna enjoy that one thoroughly. Here we go, next fight. Oh, this is the one. This is the one I wanna see. This should be the main event. I don't know how this is not the main event. I don't know how this is not the main event. I don't know how the winner of this is not somehow talking about getting a title. If Sergey Pavlovich wins this fight over Tai Tuivasa, he's going to have to start saying something about winning a title fight, but there's no champion at that weight class. I think they said Francis Ngannou is still the champion, but we don't have no words. They say he's still not even under contract. So how can he be the champion if he's got no contract? I don't know these things, and he's hurt. I don't know, and then Gon's there, you know. Is Gon the champion then? Somebody's the champion. I'm confused. Who's a champ? Nobody's a champ. Somebody's got to be a champion. John Jones is coming back, they're saying? Or not? I don't know. I don't know. We'll find that out. Mr. Lord Son is on top of this thing on his YouTube show. He keeps talking. He's trying to figure this thing out with Jones. He'll get it together today. Now, he confused me. I haven't seen the episode yet, but I just kept saying, I was like, that doesn't make any sense, because now you're telling me he was fighting him. Now you're telling me he's not. I'm getting confused, man. Can we get this right? Can we get this correct? Nobody wants to talk or say anything in this business. They don't want to tell you anything in this business until it happens and it's done and it's set and done. Okay, that's what happens. Because nobody even knew these fights were happening. Tai Tuivasa and Sergey Pavlovich. They probably already have all these signs. They're just not telling us yet. Scumbucket. Can you get these Tates to go log and hack them? Why don't you hack some people that you actually do some good for, you know, so we can learn some things? Don't hack about this Keith guy and his dad and find out that he likes to take a picture of himself and he likes to watch a lot of pornos and he cries alone at night. I don't care. Nobody cares. That's just sick. That's sick. What I want to know is who's fighting these fights. I want to know who's been tested positive for steroids. Now, why don't you go do some good? You act like you're good people. You act like good people. Well, you have this skill. You have these skills, or you know people that have these skills to get in all people's computers and phones. Then come on, man. Come on, man. Please. Please entertain me. You think I don't know? I know everything, man. I know what goes on. I don't care. I just don't care. What am I doing wrong? I'm not doing anything wrong, so go ahead and hack my stuff. Whatever. I watch porno. Oh, yeah, wait. This guy watches porn. Yeah, what do you mean? Well, yep, I do. Oh, gee whiz. There you go. When Pornhub goes down, then I guess I'm going down with them. But until that day, I'm on Pornhub. So I believe they're a legit company, right? They haven't went down or nothing, right? They're not human sex trafficking women like that one company, I guess, that woman's trying to say, like, they sex trafficked me and they put me on porn. And I didn't agree to any of it. And then they slandered me and nobody wants to be a friend anymore. Nobody wants to be my friend anymore. And this guy's got a backwards purple hat on. He's like, I'll be a friend, baby. I understand everything. I even got your little doggy a microphone because he's thinking he's going to get laid. This is so sick. I'm not... You think you're getting away with this creepo? Hey, creepo, you think you're getting away with that creepo? Why don't you attack guys like that, okay? Attack guys like that. Don't attack a fat guy who's definitely got depression and he's on Lexapro. That's not a good medication. I was on that before I went and got locked down. It makes your hands and your bones brittle, okay? I'm telling you. That's probably why you know what? It would make a hell of a lot of sense why my leg broke as soon as I got out and started doing heavy lifting and working out crazy stuff with my cousin. My leg snapped. I was on that before I went in there, but I was working out and I wasn't eating healthy. But I wasn't on it anymore. But I'm saying it. That's no good for your bones, man. It doesn't... I don't even think that's the one that makes you fat. Is it? It might. I don't know. I know it's no good for your bones. Why don't you attack somebody that's worth your while here? Stop attacking good regular people. But let them attack you if you say something stupid. Why can't they attack you if you say something stupid? You're unattackless? You're unattackless. Is that what it is? You can't be attacked, but you can attack them really hardcore if they attack you. That just makes no sense. That means you're a bully, and that's why I want to fight you. And I can't get off of it now. Now I can't even go to sleep now because now I'm really tired, jacked up. And you don't want me going back outside either now, jacked up like this at 3 o'clock in the morning, because it'll never end well. It'll never end well because only rugrats are outside of this late, and police officers. And I'm not a police officer, so they'll think I'm a rugrat, and next thing you know, I'm in prison. It's life, man, and I ain't going to let that life happen because I got a fight to make. And I got fights to pick and win. Okay, I'm going to win. I'm not going to play the DraftKings $1 million challenge, okay? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of that because you got to win first place to even qualify for it in one of those tournaments. So you're basically telling people to get on this tournament, boy, win first place to get this, but then you're not paying anybody else anything really for the other places. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's weird. I'm not going to play one of your little tournaments to get into your tournament when you're not paying me anything, really, for the placings. But you're because you're giving all your money to first place prize to get in your big... I'm not doing that. That's just stupid. I mean, they're paying you, but they're not paying you that much. You're getting your money back or that, about it. I ain't doing that. And that means if you... They're not placing that many people is what I'm saying. I ain't doing it. Nope. Not happening. It seems like a scam to me to get people that play your robot... Auto robot there that never loses. Just saying, until he played me, I did win one. I did win once, but I highly doubt there was a robot in that tournament. They know what they're doing. They know how to fix this. I'm not stupid. They've been sued. They have been sued. Don't worry. FanDuel paid everybody for it. Okay. Now it's just they can't get in trouble for it anymore. Okay, because it's already been in there. We already know what goes on. So they can't even get in trouble for doing whatever they're doing over there. So it's fine. It's fine. They're kind of like an errands. They're like an errands loan place, you know. They can just harass you all the time, but you can't do anything. And then they call you from other numbers and stuff, and you're like, I don't even have the product. I paid you all your money for your product. Why are you trying to tell me I still owe you money? Oh, no, because of this and this, and it was cancellation. I said, no, I'm not paying you that. And now you're adding late fee on top of that, and late fee. Now you're telling me I owe you that? No. Not for a PlayStation that I rented out for 2 weeks from you, and I brought back, and you said I could not rent it out because I signed this contract. I said, yeah, no. COVID-19, I had to get something. I was stuck in my house for 2 weeks because I was, no. That's a long story, different story, bad story, awful story, but I'm saying it's like errands. That's just why I would have said errands. I'm pretty sure I podcasted that before. Go find it somewhere. It would be on a Flatline podcast from last year when I went and lost my brains. I believe that was the other guy that does my show, RW. But right now I'm Bigfoot again. So we got Tai Tuivasa and Sergey Pavlovich. At this moment in time, Tai Tuivasa has got those fists and stuff, and he can take a punch. But what I'm telling you is Sergey Pavlovich, he's going to give you the beating of a lifetime. If you can happen to take it, it's a three-round fight too, I bet. This is going to be a bad one. Tai could be, we might be losing the Shui. The Shui may be gone. The Shui crave, maybe it's because people are just getting sick and tired of watching people drink beer out of shoes. Because that cannot be healthy and hygienic. Some people are actually literally drinking it out of a shoe. Now, you guys are buying these shoes and drinking out of it. But a regular person at a regular place thinks it's funny to pull a shoe off that's got, who knows, funguses in it. And he's putting a beer in it and he's drinking it. And next thing you know, he's got stomach issues. Now, I don't know. That could happen. Wouldn't you think? It could. Next fight. We got Matthias Nicolai versus Matt Schnell. Hey, you know what? I'm not a big fan of Matthias Nicolai. Not at all. Am I? I'm not a fan of somebody. Yep, it's him. I just think he's boring. He'll grapple and bore you, but so will Matt Schnell. But what Matt Schnell won't do on his feet is be boring. What Matt Schnell won't do is be in a boring fight if he doesn't have to. If you want to... Well, that's not right. That can't be right. Hey, apparently Matt Schnell's 16-1. He's from Russia. See, you're getting me again, man. That's not it. But that's going to be fun. Because it could be a really boring fight. Controlled by one way, or it could be just Matt Schnell gets woken up by the guy because he comes at him, and just Matt Schnell is going to go till it goes, and it's going to be fun. That's a Matt Schnell for you, but what Matt Schnell is just this guy that's going to be fighting like this till he retires in this spot, because he's won his last fight. He got that win. He was getting clock-clicking all over the place, and he showed back up and won because of what? He's got a heart. He's got that heart that don't stop ticking. He can't coach that. And Matt Schnell's got that. And Buddy Alts, he's got skills. He's got grappling skills. He's got striking skills. He's got all. So, like, a good enough level to keep himself involved at a weight class at 125 to where he can be there. And that's how he is. That's why he's made his career here. Pretty good. I like him. But Matthias Nicolai, we're going to have to see something from you. He's 18-3, but I don't know. We'll see. I've never been impressed. So here we go. Brian Barberina and Rafael Dos Anjos. I'm telling you, Rafael Dos Anjos is going to put beaten up on Brian Barberina probably. But Brian Barberina is going to throw back. But Rafael may just go and try to... I don't know. It'll be fun for you. Dos Anjos can grapple, too, really well. Really well. So he might not stand there and want to take the slugfest. He won't if he doesn't have to. So if he doesn't have to stand there and punch and kick with you, he won't. He won't. And can Brian Barberina stop him from getting to the ground? Doubt it. This guy's been a world champion before. He ran through everybody at one time. At one time in the world, nobody wanted to fight Rafael Dos Anjos. Literally, he was just calling out Islam Makhachev last year, right? He was trying to fight the world champion last year when he wasn't the world champion, but we all knew he was the best fighter in the world. But now he's a world champion. We all know he's the best fighter in the world. Dos Anjos wanted him. He was signed to fight him. It didn't happen. Hey, and then we got Stephen Thompson and Kevin Holland. What's going to happen there? What's going to happen with Stephen Thompson and Kevin Holland? I honestly think Kevin Holland's going to kick his ass, probably. Probably, but what he can't, because, like he said, he remembers when Anthony Pettis knocked Stephen Thompson out. He said, I heard it come out of his mouth once when this fight was getting signed. That's why he signed it, he said. And if he's with that McKinney now, too, he's getting wrestling stuff in there, and he's got that guy, and that guy's got power training. Which, I'm saying he's got a grappler in there to get him grappled, because that was one thing where he can submit you. He submits. He got good submissions. His power is crazy. But he would have to get you to the ground to get these submissions, right? He's worked in it. He's working it. He's got it. He's working it. He was in a little roll and flung some way with Hamza. But Stephen Thompson has been against such good wrestlers his whole career. He's very hard to take down. And if they're going to be on their feet, Kevin Holland's going to have to hit him once. Kevin Holland's not going to win the striking match, like technical-wise. But what he can do is hit really freaking hard, and what Stephen Thompson has been done before to him is get hit real hard with a hand and fall asleep. And that's by Anthony Shota, but you never know what happened that fight. Pettis put all of his money he had on himself that day, and he had to win, so he knocked Thompson out. So that's what happened that day. So that's my show. Have a good one. Take care. I'm out of here. I'll be back. When this car comes up with the DraftKings, I'm going to come back out. I'm going to pull one out. I'm going to have it going. I'm going to do it. I'm going to rock it. I'm going to hit it out of the park. We're going to win it. We're going to figure this out. We're going to have it all won. I'm a winner. I'm nothing but a loser, actually. I'm a loser at life, but I'm a winner at DraftKings fantasy, picking teams, or predicting fights that I really study and looked at that I know is going to happen. So pretty good at that. Like that Pacheco, I said, they're not good. Even though I was, you know, that fourth round's what's got it there. God, yo, somebody put that out there, too, that fourth round. That was good. That looked like an entertaining fight, man. Kayla Harrison's eye was all black, blue, but she was taking... They said she proved something today. She could take a punch. She could take a hell of a punch. We found that out, because she took a bunch of them. Nobody wanted to see that Pacheco actually can grapple if you had to work it out once she got bigger. She's filled into the weight class now, for crying out loud. My gosh, did you see how small she was the last 3 years ago when she was fighting her? She literally looked like 3 years ago she was probably walking around 145 pounds. Now she looks like she's probably walking around 160, cutting to 155. She's still not big. She's still 145, 135 pounds. She still is. Definitely is. She just made it work to 155 where she had muscles and strength. And now she showed that she can grapple because she's strong enough to do the grappling. She's strong enough to stop these takedowns. She's strong enough to get away from Kayla Harrison on top of her with that size advantage she used to have. She could not get away. She evened the size advantage, and she got away. And she got takedowns. Damn, she did. I'm telling you, man. And when she sprawled, she had the hips pressure on her head. Yeah. Well, if she was 135 pounds, she's hip pressuring you, and you're 155, what's that going to do? They're just going to keep driving and pick you right up off the ground. Most likely, if you're 20 pounds lighter than them. That would probably be what happens if they get good at shooting, but Kayla Harrison's not that really good at the shots. She's good at throws. She got not really, her head was on the ground a lot. And Lord Sonnen came out there. I'll never call the guy Uncle Che. I don't understand why they're doing that, but I guess they were doing that a long time ago, but that's weird. I call my uncle. This guy's called Lord. So, because he is, basically. What else could he be? He said he's Lord. He owns a plot. Like I said, I got mine lorded. I was lorded in because I'm a badass, okay? The other day, they wrote me and said, you're just Lord. This is Lord Casto Holmes Bigfoot. That was what I said? Yeah, Lord Bigfoot Holmes. Yeah, that's right. That makes sense. Dang it, I just gave away my last name again. Go find me again. You're my Haya. Waya. That's what I was saying, though. Yeah, they just gave it to me. I had the whole sheet. They said, you're Lord. We heard you wanted to be a Lord. You are Lord. You should have known you were already a Lord. You are Lord. You're that badass. That's what they said. I have it all documented. I had to pay for nothing of it. None of it at all. I have to own a plot. But him, he bought a plot. Now he's Lord. He's literally a Lord. But Yeah, he was saying something cool. Check the show out. I forgot what he was saying, actually, now, because I was too busy talking about myself being up, being a lord, and it's late. It's 3:30 in the morning. Oh, yeah, it is. I'll be back with the card stop on Monday. Probably. If I'm back in time. Big day of work. Putting up and restocking shelves. Oh my gosh, I hope the guy is going to be okay. I'm probably going to be stocking a bunch of shit because I just went into the store today and it was empty. And there wasn't anybody there working to stock them. And this was just three different stores. And I was like, oh gosh, it's happening everywhere. It's a weekend. And tomorrow's Sunday. It's a holiday weekend. Oh my lord, man. The managers all took the weekend off. So there was just employees just working in the house and not fixing it. Because they were just, there was nobody bossing them around that day. So, or there was nobody there to fire them either, if they messed up. So, I'll write them up. So, basically, that's what was going on. There's no shelves. The shelves are sucked. Or there was just nothing left. Nothing left. Oh, they ran out of everything. Everything got sold. There was probably no back stock. That could have been it, too. I don't know. It was pretty empty out there. Let's just hope they got stuff coming back after you just bought everything, America. After you bought everything from Swords America, let's just hope we got a reshipment coming in. Otherwise, we're just going to be one hell of a bad country, aren't we? Yep, I'm going to take a break for 1 second. I'll come back at the end if I can figure out what I was saying. Yeah, he said Lord had said he saw the first round and he knew something bad was going to happen. He didn't know it. He just had a feeling because he's like, Kayla doesn't fight like that. And it's a 5-round fight and she's doing too much work. She is doing too much work on her feet right now. She is doing way too much work on her feet. That's what he said. She was doing like a lot of feints with like kicks and striking, which she should have just went and won the fight. She should have just went and strapped that right there and just went out there and done what she would have been doing, I guess. That's what I heard. But I heard she won the first round, though. Some guy was trying to claim that she won 10-8, which I highly doubt that PFL even gives those out like anybody else does, like a UFC would. And those are very hard to get, apparently. And I just can't imagine Kayla Harrison beating her 10-8 because I don't know what she could have possibly done to her in the first round to win a fight, win it 10-8 or something. What did Kayla Harrison do to somebody to win around 10-8 that? She really laid the leather on that bad in that first round? Is that bad? It was that bad. Well, she took her down 2 times, got on top of her and grounded her a little bit, controlled her, blah, blah. He said she was feinting some kicks and doing a lot of good movement. She looked really good. Kayla looked really sharp and, like, in shape. She's looking really, like, Kayla, stop getting bigger, okay? There's no weight class for you. If you want to be an MMA fighter, if Kayla Harrison wants to be an MMA fighter and keep this as a career, because she no longer has a contract there, and it looks like somebody said they were scrapping that weight class. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And she wants to be 155. You're going to find another sport because there's no women at 155. I'm not joking to you. That are willing to get in the cage to fight because there's just nobody yet. By the time we finally build the weight class up, you will be literally 10 years from now. That's what's going to happen. It's what's going to happen, okay? They can't even build the 145-pound weight class up yet. You think it's just everywhere? No. If the UFC can't get the weight class, then all the promotions are going to have the weight class. Not all these promotions are going to have the weight class, man. You got to get another sport, find another sport, do something else. I don't get it. Okay, nobody just doing a well in another sport somewhere else is going to jump in at their age when they're doing that to fight you that's already been trained to be a killer at 155. You got to do something. You can't just get off of whatever. You're going to have to go through a whole different switch up here and lose. She doesn't have any weight to lose either. She's like ripped and big. Gosh, I mean, she does. I don't want to tell women to lose weight or nothing. I mean, she's trained. She's a fighter, though. Workout. I'm saying she should be down. Kayla Harrison could get down at least to 145, though, if you had to. I mean, come on. UFC has Nunez sitting there. Nobody's beating her. Somebody can go in there at 145. UFC could use both those women. UFC could use both Pacheco and Harrison to go in there at 145 and at least try to bring some eyeballs onto the freaking weight class so we can get some excitement going. Other than that, it's just, man, Nunez killing everybody. She doesn't even have to defend the belt because there isn't anybody there left. Nobody's left. Chris Cyborg ran off like a little baby bitch. She did, man. She ran off. She ran, scrambled off somewhere else. Who knows? A long time ago. But she had already had a hell of a career before that anyways. I'm just saying. She was too big for the weight classes. And by the time the weight class came around, Chris Cyborg was too old. So she had a name, though. Just saying, Kayla Harrison, you have to figure it out. There's no 155-pound weight class. It's not happening anytime soon. There's nobody. Did you see these girls that were fighting in there? I don't know. Nobody's listening to me. She's not listening to me. Nobody even knows me about that. I'm just claiming to say this. I want to fight that. I want to fight those bullies, and that's the show. Have a good one.